Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, February 4th, 2015 edition of the Sand Senate Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. In diaries today, first of all, a quick follow-on to the ghost vulnerability. How do you find out what programs use particular binaries? That was a question that came up a lot with this ghost vulnerability, and is something that's likely going to come up, of course, with whatever vulnerability will come out next, and you have to figure out whether or not you are exposed. And then we also got a great diary by William Klodek, who is the chief for the network security branch of the US Army Research Lab. They recently released DSHEL, which is their network forensics tool, and made it open source. So he's walking us through a little sort of use case of DSHEL and how it can be used to analyze HTTP traffic. If you're interested in network security, this is really a nice opportunity to learn from, well, the person who is behind and wrote this tool, how it's being used, and how to take best advantage of it. And just as a reminder that one of the hard things to do in input validation in web applications is sanitizing HTML. An interesting blog post shows how, for example, to bypass the HTML sanitizer that is used at Stack Overflow. The problem here is that, of course, some HTML tags are allowed, but not all of them. Also, that attributes to HTML tags have to be restricted. The problem with sanitizing HTML is that regular expressions have a real hard time with all the variability that you end up in HTML, and with browsers actually parsing pretty bad and broken HTML. In this particular case, the character that sort of got the developer in trouble is the degree character, the little superscript, a little dot that's sometimes used in degree Celsius, for example. That character can be interpreted as its own character, but also it can be combined with the prior character, for example, to form some international special symbols. Now, the sanitizer did not remove this. So if you had an image tag with this little dot on top of the G, it would pass the sanitizer. Now, your web browser cares less about this and then parses this tag as a valid image tag, which then leads to cross-site scripting because, of course, it wasn't recognized as a tag. So attributes, like in this case, on mouse over, were not removed. Pretty interesting article, and I think must read for web developers, anybody doing web pen testing or reviewing web applications. And next story is a good reminder of something that we have covered before, but again, there has been a somewhat prominent blog post talking about this issue, and these are source control directories that are left on live websites. I'm talking here about files like .git or .svn. Turns out many live websites still have these files littered around their system. If you can't get rid of them because of the way how you move code live, then at least make sure that Apache blocks access to these directories and files. Make sure that you also block access to any files inside those directories, because there are tools like DVCS Ripper that can be used to automatically, for example, retrieve files inside these directories. And if you're running a somewhat complex SharePoint setup, it is kind of important that you track your configurations and make sure that nothing is out of line with your policy. There's now a new tool to help you as the SharePoint Security Configuration Analyzer. There's a free simple version and as well as a paid pro version. Not exactly sure yet what details are in the pro version. The tool still appears to be somewhat under development, but either way, if you are dealing with SharePoint, if you are having problems reviewing your configuration, take a look and see if this tool is useful for you. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.